The following show is intended for a mature audience.
But it's really funny.
So, if you're underage...
Go to bed.
Easily offended...
Get over yourself.
Or just got a gigantic stick up
there. Hey,
Okay. You all might want to go do some needlepoint or something.
It's the Jethel Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
It's time to kick your feet up, tune in and waste some time. It's time to waste 2 hours, Jethel Show tonight.
Hey there, dwarf!
Hey, Jesus!
It's like a tragic tale, all the crazy things he makes us do.
I'm just glad I got my ale.
Well, it's time to get it started on the most sensational, entertainable,
merchantable, perfect, whimsical. This is what we call Jethel Silverwing Show.
Oh, we're gonna get sued by the ghost of Jim Henson, I know it!
Alrighty, hello everyone, this is the Jethel Silverwing Show for Tuesday, August 5th. 2008. I'm your host, Jethel Silverwing. With me, as always, my love, my woman, my main squeeze, my girl. Hello, Eloquent Jenna.
Hail and greetings.
Say that again.
Hail and greetings.
Okay, I gotta turn up the volume a little bit. Hold on just a second. Sorry, folks, I had to once again reinstall this damn broadcasting software. I seem to have to do it once a month. Just go into my recording settings here and turn up the recording volume. Testing, 1, 2, okay, that seems to be better now. Say something.
Hail and greetings.
That's better, all right. So let's see, what's in the news this week? Morgan Freeman, in a serious accident, but I guess his car rolled over a couple of times, and... seems he's okay. I just checked the Yahoo News area here. It says he's in good spirits. He has a broken arm, a broken elbow, and some minor shoulder damage, but he's expected to recover. The woman who was with him had to be cut from the vehicle, but she's on the mends, and guess the only real damage was to the car. So good news. Man, I understand Morgan Freeman's 71, and he's not going to be with us forever. But glad he didn't buy it this time around.
I'm still wondering what the relationship was between him and this lady whose car he was driving to his house. Didn't say his wife was at home. He was driving to the house
that
he shares with his wife. So, just because he's 71 doesn't mean, you know.
Well, you know, it doesn't say what position they were in when they went off the road. It doesn't say anything here about abrasions to the penis.
Well,
so
true.
I don't know. And I don't know who was driving. It doesn't say
he was driving.
He was driving? Okay.
He was driving her car.
I see.
It was a Nissan Maxima or something like
Morgan
that.
Morgan Freeman was at a Nissan Maxima?
Yes.
He's freaking Morgan Freeman. What is he doing in a Maxima?
He was driving it. Of course.
Okay. Sorry, I just don't picture Morgan Freeman.
Well, it wasn't his car.
I just can't picture him behind the wheel of a Maxima. Oh, well. You know, if you would have told me it was a Mercedes or a Rolls Royce or...
He's still just a person. Besides, it was her car.
In a Rolls Royce with an old lady bitching at him in the back seat. Oh, yes, sir, Miss Daisy. God. All right. Any more real life news that we need to...
Yes.
Real life.
Yes.
Are we talking about what we were talking about just before we came on?
About Kendrick?
Yes, Krellick, not Kendrick. Why do you keep saying Kendrick?
I don't know. Krellick.
Kendrick is a wrestler in, you know, World Wrestling Entertainment.
That guy. And he just ran off from me.
Damn him. All right. Krellick from the Legion of Kithakor, real life birthday. When is it?
It was August 2nd.
And how come we didn't have him over here for a party?
Because I always forget.
Oh. All right. Well, Krellick from the Legion of Kithakor, congratulations. And oh, who's that I hear at the door? It could be the birthday trolls.
That's why he ran.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, happy birthday. Happy birthday to you.
The birthday trolls, ladies and gentlemen. And guys, thank you very much for not stinking up the place this time. It looks like you took a shower. Thank you very much. You're very welcome! Okay, well, birthday trolls, everyone. All right, happy birthday to Krellick. There he is. Any other real-life stuff we need to take care of before we talk about gaming stuff? Let's see. It's hot as hell.
That's true.
Telling you, if that store gets any hotter, I'm going to, I don't know.
Break out some eggs and start cooking.
More like close it due to health reasons. God. Alrighty. Okay, I suppose we should talk about gaming stuff. Ladies and gentlemen, the tagline for today's show, unofficially, because I didn't want to post this in the official EQ2 forums, because I'm sure I would have gotten a nasty personal message from Nobrin if I had posted this. But today's tagline for the show is filling the void with gigantic meat. Elkman, can you link some gigantic meat?
Sure can.
Oh, you just did. All right. Filling the void with gigantic meat. All right. Or giant meat, I should say. Sorry about that. So let's talk about the void, what they're all about, how you fight them, where do you go, what do, and what do you get from it? And those god-hideous weapons. I am so sorry to whoever designed the weapons from the dev team, but oh my god.
Hey, I like it.
Then you're welcome to it. Oh, brother. No, I'm sorry, they're just... They're hideous.
No, they're not.
I don't like
it. I think they're cool.
I mean, okay, first the first thing I ever saw from it was that that two-handed staff that you showed me. Mm-hmm. Yeah, there it is. The impressive staff. Isn't that it? No, wait.
No, you thought this sucked. Which was...
Okay, link it in the chat channel there, so...
Well, maybe it was the bone splitter. I don't know. You didn't like the sword.
I didn't like any of them.
I like the bow.
Okay, well, there we go. The long, the shadow fiend. Look at that thing. What are those supposed to be? Eyes? Or some kind of bead? I don't know. It's just...
Hey, I like the gi. Damn it.
Yeah, but we can't use it.
Yeah, I know. Damn it. That's why I said damn it.
Oh, yeah, the gi is wonderful. I wish I could... I really wish I could use it. That looks good. The new outfit looks good. I got it here in my inventory. Let me see here. At least I didn't. I don't, actually. I threw it in the bank.
What?
The new outfit. The forest assassin or something like that.
Yeah, I'm having to look for mine. I don't know what I did with mine. I kind of ran out one, and I didn't, is that it? No. What the hell did I do with mine?
I don't know.
Shit. Sorry.
That's okay. There's a mature audience warning at the beginning of the show, and there's a reason for
it. Well, I hate that. You know, you're in a hurry, you go, ah, bang, boom, throw the shit in, run. You go back and you go, wow, I know I put this in here somewhere.
It's here somewhere.
But where did I put it?
Well, I'm right across from the...
Yeah, well, it's a reward. Do you want me to go into the spiel?
Spiel? What spiel?
The spiel about what you do, where you go, and how you do it.
Yeah, go right ahead. Well, I'm right across from the Mage Tower. I'll take a look for that outfit. Unless somebody happens to link it in the chat channel before I have a chance to get there.
Yeah, well, I thought you won one.
I don't have it on me because everyone started wearing them, so I'm all, screw this. You know, I'm...
Yeah, okay. So you go to the Mage Tower in South Kinos, at least for the good side. You know, I don't know about the bad side, but whatever the Mage Tower equivalent is in Freeport, that's where you'd go. And you go up the blue circle and talk to the librarian up there, and they'll send you out. Now, the main point in this first part of the quest is you have to go find a storm your level. Can't go out and do the grays, and you can't team up and men are down.
Right.
You
have to complete one storm that's your level.
Mm-hmm.
It at least has to be green to you.
Mm-hmm. And I forgot where I went and did mine.
I did mine in... Shoot, where was I? I was somewhere in Kunark, I think.
Yeah, I think that's where I ended up going too, because it was the only place I knew that was my level. Not green and gray, totally green. Yeah, the stuff around it can't be gray at all.
Ah, okay.
Well, I found my duck.
So, yeah, you have to do at least one that's a challenge to you, I think is how they put it.
Yeah.
And after you do that, you go back to the person who gave you the quest in the first place, and then after that, you can start killing grays, greens, reds, whatever the hell you want, as long as you get that shred. What is it called? The void shred or something like that?
It is called a void storm shred.
Void storm shred. You collect as many of those as you want. Stay out there for days if you want to.
And I have.
And then go back to the guy that gave you the quest, and then just start turning them in. You got to do it one at a time. Turn it in, turn it in, turn it in, turn it in. And then he gives you the tokens that you can use at the merchant.
Which I'm going to really have fun with because I have 60 shreds saved up so far.
Okay, you're going to be able to buy everything on that merchant and then some.
Well, my goal is to reach 100. I don't know why, just because.
Now, the thing that's really cool about it this time around is, you know, you see like a level 65 and you're level 30 and you want the level 31 or blah, blah, blah. Well, group with them. You group with these people and then when it drops, you all get a shred.
Yep.
So you're not fighting for anything.
Yep. And you don't have to do... I mean, I've done grays and, you know, my level afterwards. The grays will drop after the first quest.
Mm-hmm.
Because I've been out looking for pages and harvesting and stuff, and I was like, oh, there's a storm. So I take care of it and get a shred.
Mm-hmm.
I go back to doing what I'm doing.
Yay.
So I've collected quite a few. I'm still looking for that stupid green outfit. I was busy doing the
somebody linked it in
Trader's
the
Quest.
Somebody linked it in the chat channel.
Oh, that's fine, but I'm still curious. Where the hell I put it?
Not a clue. Anyway, yeah, I do really like the Assassin's... Nature's Assassin. I'm zoning, so I can't scroll up and see exactly what it's called. But that
forest.
The Forest Assassin's outfit there. I like it. I think it looks really nice. But then I started running into everyone wearing it. You know, it's kind of like the cloak. I didn't bother getting the cloak. Everybody's got the cloak. Why would I want it?
Phylak was wondering why you were dressing like him. And I guess that was the night you had it on and walked into the ogre.
Mm-hmm.
I tried to explain to him it's... No. You guys are copying Jethal.
That's right. And now,
I'm sorry,
of course,
hon. Everybody likes what you're wearing, and they're just copying you. I mean.
And now I'm going to link what I am wearing currently.
No, because people will copy it.
Damn them. Let's see, we got that one.
that one.
He's undressing for you guys.
That one.
When is that? When is that any different?
I don't know. Just don't put up the underoos.
But I love my Luke and Dallaire underoos.
I know, but they're special.
And of course, the piece de la resistance I am finally wearing because of the rest of the stuff I just linked. I can now wear my Tolan's Darkwood breastplate and look fashionable.
Mm-hmm. And how did you get that?
I don't know. Somebody gave it to me.
Uh-huh. You're so nice.
Thank you for getting me the Tolan's breastplate, Elquin.
You're welcome.
So, there we go. I still say they need to come out with that, with the, God, I can't even pronounce this. The breastplate of impermeable beauty, whatever that is here.
Oh, the one that makes you naked?
Yeah, I still say they should have done the pants. That's what I say. I still say they should have done the pants.
Hun, that uniform of Forrest Assassin, was that the reward at the end of that, or did you buy it?
No, you had to buy it. It was on the merchant.
Oh, okay, that's why I can't find it. I haven't bought it yet. What did you get as a reward at the end? I forgot for this one. Was there anything?
It was a sword, I think.
No.
I don't know.
No, I'm not very helpful. I can't remember.
I have no idea because...
A note?
Yeah, you got your first one. Your first note to be turned in.
That was it. And some money. Okay.
Yeah, I think that was about it.
I'm sorry. I'm sort of a little brain fried because I did all the artisan crafting quests so I could get my pretty purple dress.
No purple dress for you.
I like my purple dress. And I had not realized I had not been keeping up on the crafting quests, and I had quite a few to do, so I was kind of like in between doing the storms and trying to do that, and...
Oh, that was kind of cool.
So I might be a little scatterbrained as far as keeping them straight.
But yeah, but like I was saying, I mean, absolutely no offense to anyone who was involved in the design work of those weapons that drop from the Shadow Beasts.
True thinks is cool.
Oh, God.
I know, you don't like them. I think they're neat. I mean, they're not very useful or nothing, but I think they're neat looking. They're different. We haven't had anything that looked like that before, so...
Thank goodness. And if
fine. No new stuff for you then.
And Domino, if you had something to do with it, then I am really sorry... I don't know. I just think they're ugly.
You can't, you know, you can't please everybody.
Of course you can't.
So, all right. So you don't like them? Fine. You don't have to have one.
And I'm not going
true,
to.
True, I sent you my extra bow, by the way. See, what I've been doing, and I don't know if I should tell anybody, but, well, I don't know. I'll just have to compete with other people on AB. Since it's so cool now that I can go to the Kylong Plains and I'm not forced to just take Kinos writs, I can also get Kellithin, depending on where I want to go. I can pick up all the lovely Skyfire writs. Mm-hmm. So I've been running out to Skyfire, and, you know, I start at the entrance there, and then there's like two storms not too far from the end from when you zone into Skyfire area, and I kill those, you know, I take those two storms out, and then I pick up my sperm with teeth. I kill them off. I love sperm with teeth.
Nashers, yeah.
Yes, but I love them. I love killing them. So, and when I do those, when I finish the Nashers off there, then I move down a little bit towards the is it the castle or something of the Red Lord or something?
The Temple of the Red Lord.
Yeah, there's another storm out there. So I do that, and then there's another set of Nashers out there that I can do along with the Ashtrakes. Mm-hmm. So I do a little bit of Ashtrakes and some sperm with teeth, and then the Storm's back up, so I'll go over and do the Storm, and when the Storm goes away, I go back to doing the Ritz. Hmm. There's only one Ritz that there is no Storms around, but they're all in one area, so within about, I'd say 10 minutes, I'm wiping out this Ritz, and those are Shadow Drakes. I just hop over to the lady, the white lady area, and then I'm home. Hmm. And then I go back. I've been having a blast.
Well, good.
That, and I'm still on my book quest.
What?
Oh, did I tell you?
What's
I
it?
Told you.
I don't know, did you?
Alakazams had a Dolph chat this past week or so. Mm-hmm. And I wrote in, and they read mine.
Oh, yes, you told me about that.
I was so happy. And I think I have Domon on my side. He likes the idea. What I asked was, basically, you know, Gorowin is supposedly a neutral city. And they have all the language primers there for both sides. So, as a true book lover and scholar here, you know, I'm getting in my old age and I'm just kind of want to be a scholar maybe. Why can't Gorowin have the books from both cities that you can only obtain from those cities? In other words, Kinos has a set of books that you have to be a Kinos person to buy to go do.
Right.
And the same thing with Freeport. And actually, they've never thought about it until I brought it up, and it's something they're going to look into.
They're pandering to you. They thought of it a long time ago. They just don't want to do it.
Well, honestly, I think it's about time. I mean, I don't think there's any great secrets to be held, you know.
They're pandering! Just because
of Kinos. I mean, maybe I want to learn about the history of the trolls or the ogres or some of the other books that I can get that are history ofs or some of the other lore books that you can buy and do the little quests. I mean, even if they set up a pre-quest of to prove that you're a scholar and that your true love is the books and you got to go do some little quest and visit libraries or something.
The history of the Ritonga. Here is the history of the Ritonga. Page 1. The dev team was looking for a new race to put into NORAD, so they thought, hey, why not rats? Page 2. So they implemented said rats, and then people bought the game. The end. The history of the Ritonga.
But I thought it'd be good. I don't think having them in Gorowin would be an imbalancing issue.
No,
it would open up more quests for both sides.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, you know, if they want to put a limit, an age limit on or a level limit, that you have to be a certain level in order to buy these books before you can go do them, well, why not? Or do some quests to prove that, you know, you're there for the histories. See, you know, Domino likes the history of trolls, and the only way I'd be able to do it is if I took my alt, and I don't want to because she's only 20 or so, and got that book and did it through her because it's not me, my main, that's doing it.
Mm-hmm.
It's an alt I created, and I don't like that idea. And no, I'm too old to go, you know, betray, or I would. I mean, I just, I've got a lot of Abbey 3 spells that I took a lot of my rare loams to do, and I want to thank, you know, a person out there, I know who she, if she's listening, she knows who I'm thinking of, who was wonderful enough to do my spells for me and make me some lovely potions from them.
No, I've actually been looking at my knowledge book.
Yeah.
And, you know, I could probably betray, go do some stuff in Freeport and come back and not miss a damn thing.
I have not updated your spells beyond...
I have got so many adepts... But so few. I mean, the only masters I have are the ones that come with levels. You know, when you
yeah. Well, you will get those back when you come back.
Right. The character traits. No, the ranger training for the different levels. Those are the only ones that I have masters for. True Flight is warning me that I would lose my house. Really don't use it.
No, you wouldn't. It would still be there, as long as you didn't buy another house. If you did, all you'd do is end up having everything moved over there.
And then I'd have Cheez-It and the Bertongas singing for me. Jeff will come back. You can blame it all on me. No.
But what would you do over there?
I don't
really.
Stuff.
I mean, if I went, I would go over and finish. I would do some quests over there and definitely get all the freaking books. But
I would assassinate them all.
Oh God. Marina brought up the time when we used to be able to sneak over and buy from the vendors if you were invised. They would sell to you because they didn't really see you.
Back in EQ1, yeah.
Oh, yeah, I had a smuggling business going.
Yep.
I loved it. And then they stopped that, and it was like, aw.
Those bastards.
One little fun thing we used to do. It's just... Oh, well. So, I'm kind of hoping that maybe they like the idea of the books enough that they will actually implement it.
And I have to apologize. I have to apologize for the background humming. Both Elquin and I both have air conditioners going very close by to us, and it's just too damn hot to go without it. So, to hell with it, I say.
Yeah. That's what I used to do, too. Counter running. Yeah. Go to buy Freeport counters and bring them back and sell them.
You know what I saw on the website where they have the official podcast and stuff like that?
What?
It is a picture of their studio. And what they have is they have this screen of egg crate foam around the mic area. I'm wondering if that would work here with me. I'm thinking about getting some.
Sure.
I work in a packing and shipping place. Little egg crate foam is not going to be too hard to find.
So what are you going to do? Pad the bedroom in egg crate foam?
Yes.
From top to bottom. Wait a minute.
So like
from top to bottom, I will mask the entire room and make it soundproof so no one may hear the screams of my victims.
Oh, sorry.
So, like,
that.
Can we use these walls and stuff, like, after hours?
Maybe.
Cool.
All right. So, let's see. We've talked about voids. We've talked about giant meat.
Oh, and I've got tongue, too.
Well, okay then. Let's see.
So there you go. That goes with the giant meat.
Well, I'm pretty sure.
Yes,
that
we got voice chat, but they talked about that on EQ2.
Yeah.
Tuesday.
Yeah, Zan and I and Morian talked about that on EQ Tuesday, and I really don't like repeating features like that.
Well, I will say that it was.
Interesting.
That and I found creature. There's mobs out there that have their own channels. Nodes have their own channels.
That's
even
really
objects.
Weird.
There was a chair talking. I've caught a box talking. And then
how do you know it wasn't? How do you know it wasn't Domino in disguise?
I don't think so. It was all in too many different places. I mean, even one of the cloud transporters up there was talking.
She was following you.
Oh, I seriously doubt it. She would become a sheep.
Domino is stalking you, I'm telling you.
She's not a ram. And I had a couple rams out there in Everfrost that were talking. I think the worst part is when I went after a node and found out it was talking. It was like, oh. I have pictures. They're on my blog. You can check it out.
Elquin Jenna.
Be careful. You never know what is talking about you out there now.
Mm-hmm.
They have their own channels.
So you can go to kithacore.org, click on forums and blogs, and click on Elquin Jenna's blog, or go directly to elquinjenna.kithacore.org.
I think so, Domino. Sheep plotting. Ram plotting.
They're plotting against us.
I know they were plotting about me. I mean, every time I turned around, I had one following me out there. I was like, uh-huh.
There she is again. God, I hate her. Just look at her.
I'm afraid they were going to gang up on me, so I left.
Damn Rangers.
I found my last page out there, so I'm done with Everfrost.
Woo.
Oh, an Enchanted Lands. I got Feerot, Living Tombs, Lesser Fae. These are all places that I need like one or two pages.
God, I've got
to finish up these stupid books I've got. Stupid books, sorry. They're not stupid. They're only stupid until I finish them, and then they're wonderful books.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Now, I do really like this new feature. If you're looking at in the brokers, and you can bring up your collection journal, click on whatever you're missing, and the broker will automatically look for it to see if it's for sale. I like that.
Oh, really?
Oh, you didn't notice that?
No, I haven't played with that.
Ah. No, I was using it a bit last night. I actually finished up a couple of collections looking like that. Unfortunately, they were low-level collections, but collections nonetheless.
Did you find your beetle?
I am not paying, you know, 2 plat or whatever it is for a level 25 collection. It's not going to get me anything. Screw it.
Well, that's because the beetle's rare.
Domino, the dev, my love, you wonderful woman, you.
I
want a way to delete collections. I really do. I've got so many collections I'm never going to finish. I've never seen these pages and tomes and stuff like that on the broker, and I never will.
Why don't you just go out and look for them?
I have better things to do with the little time that I have to play already than to wander around a place that's all gray to me, and I'm not going to get any experience for the collection anyway.
Yes, you do.
We're only into saying that a level 20 collection can get you a blue bubble.
Ooh.
Hey. I'm sitting with Angela Coria.
Are you now?
Yes.
Isn't she cute?
She's cute. She's got a little halo.
Of course she has a halo. She's Angel.
She needs a pink dress, though. I'm going to have to make her a pink dress to go with her pink hair.
She has pink hair? Since when does she have pink hair?
It looks like pink hair.
I thought she was all gray.
Yeah, but no, her hair is sort of, well, orange pinkish.
Oh, I thought she was all gray. I could be wrong.
No. It's orange creamsicle color. Yep, that's it.
Orange creamsicle.
I think there's an orange creamsicle dress. I'm pretty sure. I'll look. Not right now, but I will look. And I'm all done with Enchanted Lands, hon.
Okay.
Oh, she was asking me. She said you can go with me, but I'm all done there. Feerot. You want to go to Feerot?
No, not really. I can definitely do without the Feerot. I hate that zone.
I have to go back. I need 2 pages there.
I didn't like the Feerot in EverQuest 1. I don't like it in EverQuest 2. And it's nothing to do with the design work or anything like that. I just don't like the swamp. I'm sorry. I don't like the swamp. I'm always expecting some chainsaw-wielding maniac to come out.
Well, you know, in EverQuest 1, I don't ever remember seeing the sky in that zone.
No, you couldn't.
What, Domino? There isn't an orange creamsicle dress? I thought we had an orange creamsicle dress.
Then
orange colored.
Then one must be made.
Orange creamsicle, though.
Orange creamsicle. God, all I can picture every time anyone, you know, you're saying orange creamsicle, and all I'm picturing is the old man from Family Guy, the one that's always trying to get Chris to come into his basement. Got some popsicles downstairs for you. Come on down.
God, suck on this.
Get your fat ass back over here. I'm awful, I know.
Oh, I know. So what else are we doing? Oh, you know, would you want to announce the winner? I know this was a sore subject with you because we only had one.
Okay.
Somebody
well,
finally write in. We only had one person write in.
But. Okay, so we will announce the winner of our little contest. Why do you still play EQ2? And the name is. God, spell that out for me again. Don't even bother trying to pronounce it. Just spell it out for me, and I'll do it.
I know. I just slaughter everything, don't I?
You are horrible with pronouncing names. You really are.
There.
Zaladin!
And what server is Zaladin from?
I believe our server, hon. I believe he's from our server.
Domino is linking an orange female formalware.
That works.
I would call that a creamsicle.
That's almost.
But yes, the winner is Zaladin. Zaladin. And we believe he's from the Antonio Bale.
I think it needs more white. I think it needs more white.
Okay, Elquin is now going to read the winning essay.
Read that essay.
Okay. We'll stop looking at dresses here, but the one that Domino showed, I think needs accents of white, and I think she'd have it. Okay. He or she says, this is actually the whole idea of the contest and everything. All right. This has actually made me consider why I actually do continue to play this game. I'm not really overly entertained by the majority of the gameplay, and there's a lot of improvements that could be made to the game to improve the role playability. When I look at things like the Festival of Unity and the Spider and remember why, it's the community. The people who populate the Antonio Bale server have to be the most awesome people I've ever met in or outside of the internet. I mean, the radio show you do, which had me in stitches, especially the 500 Cluster song, is a great example in itself. That is why I play EverQuest 2, for the most mind-bogglingly awesome community and role-playing. But that's just my opinion. Zaladin.
Score one for the community! Woo! And I'm not seeing a Zaladin in chat, so we'll just...
No, but I'm pretty sure that if anybody is from Sprindle's group might know them.
Oh, it's from the Vagabond Knights?
I don't know. I haven't looked them up. I'm gonna post that and on my blog, and then we'll... I've already sent them in-game mail to get their real address so we can get this sent to them.
All right.
So, okay... You know, either we didn't reach enough people, or, you know, everybody that we did reach, with the exception of this one person, had ROK already, or didn't feel like they would even have a chance to win. That's the only thing I can think of.
Possibly. All right. So, congratulations to Zaladin, and Morian is confirming that they are with the VK. So congratulations, Zaladin, from the Vagabond Knights, Antonia Bale server. We'll be contacting you. Actually, I believe Elquin said that she already contacted you about the about getting your address, so we can send you the box or the or if you just want us to email the key, that's fine too.
Yeah, whichever way works.
Whichever way you want to do, it's fine with me.
Well, yeah, I think a lot of people do, but then...
Yeah, we got to come up with a different contest for next time around.
Oh, well, the reason why we did it is because of what I read on the forum. Some people were complaining that they couldn't afford it. Mm-hmm. But yet they've been loyal to EverQuest, and all these new people coming... Well, not all these new people, but all these old people coming back were being handed it. And it was the only thing I could come up with that would might, help.
Let me go to EQ2 players.
Wow. Voss is cute.
Voss?
Yeah.
Oh, Vossilaire from the Legion of Gamora?
Yeah, he's cute.
I've passed him by once or twice. Or I should say, I went past him once or twice. Not passed him by. I don't know, there were four Zaladins in EverQuest 2, Najla, Permafrost, Crushbone, and Antonia Bale. You have the mail right up there in front of you. Is there any server in front of it, in front of the name?
No, there wasn't.
Okay, then it's Antonia Bill. Let's see. Last time he played was yesterday, and he is a 64 XR Shadow Knight.
Mm-hmm. So.
Actually, it says guild unavailable. Hmm.
He might still be an alt or something.
Yeah, it might be.
I don't know. Might
be an alt of someone. I don't know. Okay.
They didn't have to be on our server to win.
Nope.
What would Morian be willing to compete for?
So, yeah, offering a... You know, I don't think that's a bad idea. We could have a contest, perhaps in cooperation with EQ Tuesday, to give out the next expansion when it comes
out.
That would be cool. That sounds
Delmon,
like...
Delmon, you willing to cough up a few bucks here? Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
And we just got to think of a contest. We got to think of a contest. Write a parody song, and Jethel will perform it. There you go.
We ran into that problem before because you couldn't find the music.
Yeah, that is a problem. You got to have the instrumental to the song has to be available, or at least the original song has to work through my devocalizer so I can take the vocal track out.
Delmon says, depends on what happens at fanfare. Okay.
Remember, if you're going to fanfare, find Delmon and say, Delmon, you fat bastard, you don't know your ass from your elbow about EverQuest 2.
Make sure you say it loud enough that those around you can hear it. Pointing at the person also helps.
Matter of fact, I say get a group together. I say get a group together, go
do
up,
a raid.
And in unison, just gank him. Just
gank him. The only thing is, the first 20 people are the only ones he's going to buy drinks for.
So I say, get a raid together. 20 people. And all of you shout it in unison. That's what I say.
Delmon may have to pick up the stakes here on this, you know?
And Delmon says, poking him in the chest will earn bonus points. And no camping the Delmon. Now, Delmon, is that a one-time shot? You know, once you get 20 people, that's it? Or does it refresh the next day?
I mean, is it 20 people total, or, you know... Is there a lockout timer on this?
I think there may be a lockout timer, 365 days.
Oh, damn it.
Which means he's willing to do it once a year. I don't know.
I like those persistent zones.
Now, Delmon, now one of the things I've always wanted to do, I told myself that if I ever went back to the, if I ever go back to fanfare, I'm going to dress up like a hill giant. Not one of the EQ2 hill giants, because that would just be, you know, a diaper. But one of the EQ1 hill giants, and I was going to bring a bunch of those chocolate gold coins, you know what I mean? And I was going to walk around, and I was going to find other people who were dressed up like adventurers, and fight them. Just, and start fighting them. As soon as I go down, I toss the coins in the air.
Well, you know, they do have the costume contest.
Yes.
So, you know, that's something we can work on, hon. You're going to have it set up beforehand.
Mm-hmm. All right, let's quarter of it. Let's take a music break.
Yay, music breaks.
And when we come back, Drunken Dwarf live. Drunken Dwarf will be answering your questions live when we come back. How's that sound?
You're going to let him loose?
Yeah, may as well. There are a couple of questions posted to the forums that I'm going to go ahead and answer. And, of course, folks listening in on the chat channel there, have a question ready for the Drunken Dwarf. Because when we come back from our music break, he'll be here to answer your questions.
All right.
Okay, why don't you go ahead and mute your mic there. I'm going to sing a song.
See, he always makes me go away.
Yeah, go away, woman! All right, let's see here. If you have anyone listening in has any requests, yeah, that's the word I was looking for, requests, let me know. I'm going to sing a couple of songs and then play a couple of songs. Let's see here. I got to get my lyrics up here. Of course, for any of my songs, you can go to kithacore.org, click audio/video, and then Jethel's Parodies. And then my whole list of parodies will come up, and you can have fun. There you go. See, that's what I want. Lyrics. All right, I'm going to do All About the Platinum, whether you people like it or not.
It's all about the platinum, baby.
Uh-huh, yeah. Uh-huh, yeah.
It's all about the platinum, baby. It's all about the platinum, baby.
It's all about the platinum.
It's all about the platinum, baby.
It's all about the platinum.
It's all about the platinum, baby.
So what you gonna do? Wanna go Uber? Can you tell when it's from losers? Cranked up, mentored, bombing for hours. Elemental dragons be pushing up flowers. Heading across the sands with no superpowers. It's like you got no will. You got moms that got to kill. Packs full of mead, rationing gold. Like a clockwork machine. You got no soul. Teaming with a troll. And acting like a ham at the end of the day. Don't you feel like a man? Hunting and killing. Got no time for your friends. Gambling with a goblin, trying to double your pay. It's the only reason you play. What you live for every day. Scooping up the loot, no time for anything else. Allies, good, bad, who's got time for that crap? It's all about the platinum. That's the dumbest movie I've ever seen. Counting in shouts and causing a scene. I got better things to do, got money to burn. You're ganking rotating camps, you got a lot to learn. Polished and a tomahawk. Ha! I sold a grim feather. I tremble in your boots when you hear a bat squeak. I got my homework done in under a week. Your mid-vacation's a disaster. You're getting bit by rats and wish your horse was faster. Hey buddy, listen up, get it straight. The sword by your side, I'm using as a paperweight. Advancing with your levels, be wary. It's hairy at high end, you're scary. To hold aggro for a change, maybe we'll talk. I'll go find a short pier, take a long walk. What you wanna do? Wanna go home? Can you tell winners from losers? Cranked up, mentored, farming for hours. Elemental dragons pushing up flowers.
Yeah,
one with
yeah,
a ranger, huh?
Yeah.
Popping up arrows as they scream overhead. Well, I'm dressed in the chainmail I'm making. Got my guildies in my home, girls be saying, just staying up all night for the ding. I sing down all the gold I'm making while I'm slaying, just saying, if a fire treads in the sand. The giants and the ghouls know I'm the man. They stand for the lies, but they know it's about to end. They fall by the wayside, my journeymen's are kicking all the ends. My pack's got the silvers in the plaque, and that got my horse dragging tail in the back. Men just keep my equipment up tight and right to keep up the battle all night. Dragons in the light are dying, while they're walking over, running or flying. My pockets waiting down, be busting, cause I'm looting all the coppers you're flushing. Waste not, want not, words fire we live. A charity of self, all welcome to give. Collections in the nose bring cash. Watch, people die to pay for my stash. Never gonna be without funds and that is why we all say it's all about the plan.
It's all about the plan.
What you gonna do? Wanna go Uber? Can you tell winners from losers? Trained up mentors, farming for hours. Elemental dragons be pushing up flowers. Well, you can grab a loot
just steal it all and scoot. You can wander off and then get aggro. You can tease the orcs, call them a bunch of dorks, sin like a jerk to everyone you know. You can bring a train, in sunshine or in rain, go pull an epic dragon, will be lunch. Now if you swing the axe, I'll kick your little ass. You're just that kind of guy, I've got a hunch. Don't steal my note, this routine is getting old. I've started cutting lumber, here you jerk. Too much time on your hands, and rooting my tin of sands. They're going half as fast for twice the work. Ever frost, frozen ice, you never play nice. Start mining rocks right behind my back. The tens and lumber too, you're laughing, being rude. You're gonna turn around and kick your sack. Not just a pain to me, you're on hit lists from A to Z. They're lining up to smack you on the head. Harvest to live in hell, you're doing it just to sell. Everyone in the zone wishes you were dead. Don't steal my wood, I'll rough you up real good. I need to make some arrows, can't you see? You're stealing all my rocks, every zone around the clock. Kinda makes me wish I played on PvP. Don't steal my orange, patience is wearing thin. We all like to beat you with a stick, or tie you in a bag. You trade skill farm and hag, throw you in the river and watch you sink. Don't steal my ore, just to sell it in your store. There's not a single node that you pass. You're underneath our skin, it's a fight that we can't win. We like to round you up and kick your ass.
Having fun. Let's see here. What do I got next here? Let's see. Let me check the chat channel. Angela Correa wants me to do One Night in Freeport. Let's see, Wonderful World, One Night in Freeport. All right, let's do One Night in Freeport. Let's see here. If I can, anyway. God, this is going to be kind of rough. All right, the first time doing One Night in Freeport live. That's a bit of an introduction to it.
Thank you.
by God, the Overlord City, but militia don't know what they're in store yet. The dark and dirty alley where corruption thrived with a show of despair from Luke and Dillaire. Flies form around Big Ben, sees the trolls and the ogre took up and moved in. A big change, the dark elves are mashing, and thugs and bash are walking as we're talking near as you're passing. Could be a long shadow, or Beggar's Court, or Temple Street.
One night in Freeport and you lose your order. Taverns are temples, but you don't live for free. You will get robbed by the cleric's order. And if you're wise, then you'll turn and flee. Until and feel the kid just try to pickpocket me.
Every street is looking like another when you're running from a stabbing over coppers, brother.
It's a shame, it's a pity, it's really such a pity. Overlord in his palace, looking at the city.
Wait a minute! That guy just shanked an old lady!
We are strong and tough to the Overlord's law, and righteous death.
Back off! I'm a pally on a mission! I'm a truly right behind you, a heel, and what they're dishing! Whose bright idea was it to come here anyway? Oh yeah, yours.
One night in Freeport and you lose your order. Taverns and temples, but you don't live for free. You will get robbed by the cleric's order. And if you're wise, then you'll turn and flee. Until and feel the kid just try to pickpocket me.
Lunatic fringe put the minds at rest, knowing each day brings them stealing quests. But still, it's better than a dive off a cliff or a breakneck header. Thank the gods I'm only visiting here, just watching it all. You wouldn't see me in such squalor, I'd rather have a ditch or a tree in a holler. I'd take you away, my guild invites you, but Keldeth and Kinos don't excite you. So go back to your filth and corruption, brothels with all dark elf girls, wow!
One night in Freeport and you lose your order. Taverns and temples, but you don't live for free. You will get robbed by the cleric's order. And if you're wise, then you'll turn and flee. Hunted and feel the kid just try to pickpocket me. One night in Freeport and you lose your order. Taverns and temples, but you don't live for free.
All my plans have come to fruition. The world is now at my feet.
Yes, Master. I had no doubt your greatness would prevail.
Quiet, Pretzel. I wish to bask in my own glory.
Yes, Master.
The old, sweet victory at last.
I see skies of ash, red fires too, portents of doom under a blood-red moon. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see towns with plague, a festering blight. Food stores run low, sad, wretched plight. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. The death that this brings us, the bodies piling high, people all dejected, as all hope passes by. My enemies are in chains, screaming, please let me go. They're really saying, You've won, you know. I see forces of light. I watch them slow dwindle to nothing, reach an all-time low. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
Paul Devildoer, for I, Grandor the Paladin, shall end your reign of tyranny!
Ah, yes, right on time. Grandor, is it? Yes, well, Grandor, Bastion of Light, you, might want to look up.
Now, Master?
Yes, Pretzel, now. Moron.
The heroes can't stop me, so righteous in their way. Now lay dead at my feet, at the end of the day. I see my hordes raising flags, my symbols high. It's really sad, the day is mine. At the end of the day, one thing left to do.
What's that, Master?
Kill off dear Pretzel.
What?
Oh, he was staging a coup. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Yes, I think to myself, what a wonderful world. Oh, yeah.
Oh, heal me, heal me. Oh, heal me, heal me. I'm hunting goblins, couldn't have seen.
Just wait a sec, we may do fine. It sounds like a lie.
4 new messages. Message number 1.
Red Talmon, I just listened to your latest podcast. Does it hurt when you sit down in your arms? Because I can tell you don't know your ass from your elbow about EverQuest 2, man. You're an idiot.
Message deleted. Next, new message.
Hello? Is this thing recording or whatever? Dell is pronounced Antonica, not Antonica. How stupid.
Message deleted. Next, new message.
Ah, this message is for the guy who plays a Dwarven Templar on your show? I grouped with you the other day and you're right. You do so.
Message deleted. Next, new message.
Demon, this is your mother calling. I just came from the doctor. He says I only have 3 months to live.
Message deleted. Next, new message.
Hey, Dell, you jackass. I'm going to get you for that jackass comment about Rotongas the other day.
Message deleted. Next, new message.
Oh, Delmon, you make me so randy. I can't wait to hear your show every week. I download your podcast and listen to them in bed.
Message saved. There are no further new messages.
You're listening to Jethel Silverwing right here on Online Gaming Radio.
Music can only mean one thing. It's time for Ask the Drunken Dwarf. All right. Elquin, how are you?
I'm good, Dufu. I can't believe he let you in the studio after what happened last week.
Hey! Oh, no! That wasn't me. That was Cheez-It.
Where is Cheez-It tonight?
I got him locked in the closet. What's that? I locked him in the cheese closet!
Yes.
Oh, that's not punishment, is it?
We're going to have this little mouse with a big belly and have to roll him out later. You know
All right, let's get to the questions here.
Dufu?
Yes?
Why don't you get to the questions?
I'll tell you what, why don't you get to the forums, you ask me the questions! How's that?
You're going to make me read them?
Hey, Jesus in the closet. He can't read anything. Let's see. It looks like we have 1, 2, 3, 4. We got 5 questions posted between July and August. So, has to be a question. Damn it.
Dear Drunken Dwarf.
Yes, yes.
One of my friends, an Adrulite. They used to come from Odin, those guys.
Yordanite.
Yeah, there you go. Doesn't really understand what love is.
Ooh.
I've been trying to figure out how to explain it to him. What do you think is the best way to explain to him the subject of love to a logic person? A logical person. Sincerely, Logicless individual.
Well, how do you explain love to a erudite? Honey Dale. She's in the closet.
Here.
Oh, thank you very much. Oh, that's better. All right, love to a erudite. Mr. Yoridite, do you know that special tingly little feeling you feel down in your loins when you're reading a good book? And you long for the book and you want to keep reading it, but the librarian says, "No, we're going to close in 5 minutes. Give me the book!" And you're like, "No, I must have the book. I need the book. That need is love. You love your book." How's that? Was that any good? I don't know. Yordanites in love. I don't know. That's kind of like... It's kind of like dwarves in sobriety.
Doesn't work.
That doesn't mix very well. You know, Yordanites, you know, they're all in their head. Nothing in the loins. Anyway, ask me the next question!
Okay. Don't get your panties in a bind.
Hey,
What?
I'm not wearing anything under the kilt.
Yeah, I
know. Don't talk to me about... How do you know that?
You know I know that.
Oh, all right, get... Next question!
Dear Drunken Dwarf.
Yes!
As you probably already know, there's been an onset of void storms in Norath.
Yes,
it's a great mystery as to why they're here and what their purpose is. What's your opinion on this disaster? Sincerely, a Tempest Chaser.
A Tempest Chaser. Well, little Miss Tempest Chaser, let me ask you, why would you come to Norath? What's so special about Norath that you would rip apart the fabric of space and time just to get here? I'll tell you what it is. It's Brill's Finest! They're here for the ale! Speaking of ale, excuse me for a moment. That's the stuff!
If you look down, your keg is right next to you up there.
Hey! Don't get off the subject, I'll beat you with my stick!
Please?
Oh, hey! Wait a minute! Yeah, listen to the sound effect I can do with my stick.
Doofu, I have to tell you.
Yes?
You have a big stick.
Hey! Wait a minute! You're Jethel's woman! Get away from me! Stop sneaking in my bed! Anyway.
That is my bed!
Next question!
Okay, dear Drunken Dwarf.
Yes?
I've recently moved to Kinos, and I seem to be encountering a rather large problem, and that it keeps... And that is, I keep meeting new girls every day, and for each girl I meet, it always turns to the same thing, me ending up on another date with a different girl. However, still speaking and dating with many other girls. What should I do? Sincerely, soon to be hung.
Oh, let's see. So he tends to think that meeting and dating lots of women is a bad thing?
I guess so. I guess every time he meets one, he's dating them, and he meets a new one, he dates that one, and...
What should he do? He should get on his knees and praise Hilarissi Mar! Thank you for giving me all these women! Oh, wait a minute. Does it say that he's gay? If he's gay and getting all these women, then that's a problem.
That would be a problem.
It would. But doesn't say, oh, okay. Well, have you heard of a little word called no? Some tells me this guy just wants all the women in Norath. All right, what's next?
That must be a real cute.
Next question!
Okay. Dear Drunken Dwarf.
Yes, that's me.
It is? Okay.
Last time I checked. Let me check a minute. Give me the stick.
Okay.
Let me check the stick.
You do that.
Let me whack myself on the forehead a minute.
Ooh.
Okay. Yep. Can't feel a thing. I'm blind, stinking drunk!
And all right.
Next question. What's going on?
I'm a happy little halfling who truly enjoys the finer things in life, such as the wonders of food. I've been working for years now at becoming one of the best provisioners in the land.
Ooh.
But I have ran into a problem of sorts.
Uh-oh.
I just can't help but taste a sample of my fine creations when they're done. The smell of freshly baked, well, anything really, just drives me into a frenzy. Before you know it, I've eaten my whole masterpiece. Might you or Cheez-It be able to offer some advice that might help me? Signed, Eating All the Profits, out of Riverdale.
So you're a halfling who likes to eat, but you're eating everything you're making and not selling anything.
Yeah.
Muzzle!
Muzzle?
Muzzle! Get one of those things they put on the guard dogs and put it on your face and make sure that someone else has the freaking key! Muzzle! There we go. Problem solved by the Drunken Dwarf. Next question!
Dear Mr. Dwarf.
Mr. Dwarf?
I'd just read it.
Okay.
Congratulations, you may be a millionaire.
What?
Last week's winner received 25 million platinum. Yay! The next winner may receive even more. Enclosed is a list of our magazines that you can purchase for ultimate cheap prices. The first issue is only 10 coppers we made. We have many great offers such as Rangers Monthly, Axes and Swords, and Girls of Norris.
What, the Girls of Norris?
You are under no obligation to buy anything, but we have these awesome offers for you. And remember, you may have already be a winner. Sincerely, Sweet Put Steaks Giveaway.
Well, I was going to say that's total fraud, but hey, the Girls of Norris, let me sign up here. There we go. Hey, we'll pop it in the Norathian mail. There we go. It's in the mailbox. And, I have mail. 1 minute here. I have 536 messages. Why do they want to make my penis bigger? Hey, I've never heard any complaints. But wait a minute. This one here says, the bouncing breasts of Norath. Let me click on this link.
No!
Oh, where did all these windows come from? I'm being surrounded. Oh! They tricked me again!
Wait till Jethel sees what you did to his...
Oh, oh, close! Control, Alt, Delete! Okay.
That's a blue screen, isn't it?
No. You've run out of memory. Stop looking at bouncing breasts of Norath. Okay, now! Are there any more questions from the forums?
I have one more question for
one
you.
More!
And this one's quite a marked funny.
Marked funny?
Dear D. Worf.
D. Worf?
Dear.
What do you think?
D.
I'm a freak?
Period. Worf.
I'm not the freaking Klingon!
I don't know. That's how they spelled it.
I need more ale. Hold on a minute.
Okay, get some ale.
I can't do this without ale. You know what? I think we're going to buy some of those. Stick on vinyl letters. I'm gonna put Braille's magic keg on the little refrigerator up here. Okay, let's get my ale. There we go. All right. Little.
At least you've never found my Braille's glass downstairs.
I've seen it. It's too small. Okay. Next question.
Dear D. Worf.
Oh, no. Okay.
I'm going through a very troubling time. I'm a Karen, and my husband, Ben, a dwarf, the community we live in seems to have a problem with us. I'm serious, that's what it says. I'm a Karen, and my husband, a dwarf, the community we live in. Anyway, they're taunting them, cursing them, and other nasty things at us every time they see them. Being a berserker, my first thought is I should just cleave them in twine and silence them. But my husband says no, sobs, please give me a suggestion about what I should do. I'm completely lost. Pushy whipped from the bazaar server?
Give me that. I didn't get half the things you said. Oh, you're the ultra troubling time. Karen, husband, dwarf, community, and you're all the nasty things. Apparently, pushy whipped. There's a Karen berserker being teased because she is married to a dwarf and wants to know what to do. Well, I think the idea of cleaving him in twine is the best thing to do. What do you think?
I don't know.
This is woman problems. I don't know anything about the relationship. Look, just take the guy that's teasing you and beat them about the face and head with a big old battle axe. That's what I'll say. And if you can't find a battle axe, a bar slut will do. Get it, battle axe! Come on, that was funny. You're not talking to me. Okay.
What?
Okay. I think that's it for the forum.
Yep. There was no more questions this time.
Okay, no more questions there. Is there anything from the chat channel? Who has a question? What? Oh, come on. Angela Correa wants to know what's my favorite type of ale. I mean,
Rell's.
That's been answered many, many times. Rell's finest! Next question! Question for Cheez-It. Alright, let me get Cheez-It. Hold on. Cheez-It! You got a question! Let go of that Munster! Oh, God, he's into the Lindberger!
There's no helping him. You know, I would say, out of those three, he's going to say cheesecake.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure he's going to say cheesecake. Okay, so any other questions for the Drunken Dwarf? True Fight, better not say anything about coming out of the closet.
Everybody came out of the closet last week.
We've got to say an impending congratulations to Brass from thebrass.com. Sends me a message here saying that she's celebrating the impending grandmahood. She's going to be a grandmother. Brass, I don't know whether to be happy or sad for you. That's, happiness for the baby. You don't look old enough to be a grandmother. I met you in person. You're perky and beautiful. And I think grandmother's having the gray hair and pudgy stomach and, I don't know. But congratulations to Brass. All right, let's see.
Somebody wants to know why, if Cheez-It can't read. Well, this is the reason why I read him bedtime stories. Is it's from, the Wood Elf language books. He can't read Wood Elf very well. That's about it. He's good on Common. He's good on Dwarf. He's good on Rotunga. Yeah, but there's a few languages that the books that I have are written in that he just can't read yet. So that's why I read him sometimes.
All right, let's see. What else? Why does the porridge bird lay egg in the air?
I don't know.
Not a clue.
I didn't know it did.
I have no idea what she's talking about. That's what you get for answering a question from an Ixar! Oh.
Touch.
She's going to come over here and beat me about the face and head now.
You might like that.
Hey! I like the rough stuff, baby. But lay See? Off the head!
So, what is Jethro going to do when he finds out about you and me?
Whoa! Find out about you and me!
Yeah, because every time I turn around, you're in my bed.
Now you're in my bed, baby.
No, it's my bed.
I turn around and there you are, and I yell, Glenn, why are you in my bed?
That's my bed. You guys are climbing into the wrong bed.
Okay, I don't think my voice can handle this anymore. Is there any more questions? What goes good with Brell's finest? Drunken bar wench! That's what goes good with Brell's finest. And that's it for Ask a Drunken Dwarf for today.
Oh, get Cheez-It out of the closet.
No, we're going to leave him in there. He smells like Lindberger.
Ooh.
That's not a good thing.
You need to roll him outside.
Roll out the Cheez-It. We'll have a Cheez-It of fun. You guys went to Leavenworth and left me behind.
I'm sorry.
That's my kind of town.
Yeah, that's the problem. We're on a budget, you know. You would have drank the entire town dry.
Oh. Well, I got a message from Brass. I think she's actually listening in. Brass, in case you missed it the first time around, congratulations on your impending grandmahood. And, yeah, congratulations. There's not much else. Let us know when the little dwarf troll thing is born, and we'll have the birthday trolls wishing a happy first birthday. There she is, Brass. Dwarf women. Ha ha! Gonna watch out for her husband, though. She might, try to...
Oh, she's gonna make a comic about it tonight, too.
Oh, by the way, Brass sent me...
A dwarf? A troll and a dwarf. A dwarf.
Oh. Brass sent me a comic, not a comic, but a copy of her magazine. This Massive Online, I believe it's called. Brass, correct me if I'm wrong about that. I think it's called Massive Online Magazine, something like that. She's doing all the illustrations for it, and in the front covers, a full page brass.com comic thingy. I'm hoping she's... Massive Gamer, I'm sorry. It's kind of like Delmon, don't you think? You fat bastard, Delmon! Don't know you asked from your elbow about DevQuest 2!
What's wrong with Massive Gamers?
Most of us are, I think. Jethel's a massive... Jethel's a massive gamer.
Massive Gamers gathering in mass. Ooh.
Yes. What happens when you cross a troll with a dwarf? You get a gremlin. I like that.
Jeez.
Fat... Fat Bastard Weekly. I like it. All right. Jethel can't take doing this voice anymore, so we're gonna get things back to normal here. Jethel!
Just remember when you go to bed, get on your side tonight.
Yeah, I'm always on my side. You're always slipping your hand over, touching my beard!
And you like it.
Hey! Jethel, get your woman on! There you go!
Alright, what the heck's going on around here? You happen to get a affair with Dwarf?
I'm teasing him.
Alright.
Yeah. Besides...
So we have to congratulate Brass for her impending grandmotherhood. Brass, we hope everything turns out fine. Ten fingers, 10 toes, and all that good stuff. And hope for a healthy, happy baby. And let us know when the baby's born, and we'll play the...
And a beard!
Yes, and a beard.
Can you imagine that?
I mean, I know they scale babies when they come out, you know, on 1 to 10 scale and stuff. I think heads of hair is like, I'm not sure if it's there or not, but would you imagine if there was a category for, yes, kid has beard?
Yeah. God. You know what's funny, though? My when my son was born, I called my friend Frank. I'm like, oh, yeah, he's 6 pounds, whatever it was, and he was 24 inches long, and without skipping a beat, he said, God, he's hung like a horse!
Oh, boy.
Yep.
Have you noticed
the
change, the little subtle change that happened to us when we mentor now?
No, what's that?
We're not as powerful.
Oh, yeah, I did notice that. Who was I mentoring? I was with... Damn, I was with someone.
They've taken away our godliness.
Oh, yeah, I was with Wicked. Which is our old friend Scarlet from EQ1.
Yes.
I was taking her around. I was just trying to get her up to level 10 so she can start the betrayal quest to come over to Kinos. And, yeah, I noticed that, you know, I was thoroughly expecting, you know, mass destruction from my arrows. I'm like, oh, crap, I ain't doing nothing now. But, you know, I blame you for that.
Why?
Because you're always going on the show saying how great it is that you can mentor down and still beat the crap out of stuff.
Well, it was the truth. I thought it was great. It was wonderful.
We got to get Brass back on this show. Maybe after the fanfare. You know, our first guest after the fanfare is going to be Rothgar.
Cool.
Rothgar, the dev. Not exactly sure what he's in charge of. Let me see here. I think he actually put
He's one of the designers, I thought, or...
I think he is, too.
I don't know.
But he's in charge of something, damn it, and we got him. Everyone wants to be on the Jethel Silverwing Show on online gaming radio.
You know, I was reading on the forum. They're talking about the guild houses. I still have not gone out to the docks and looked out into the water.
Well, there's really not much to see. I mean, it's just a building out on the water. And that's pretty much it. There's a large building out on the water that it looks like is under construction. That's pretty much it. There's not a whole lot to see, really. I mean, if you go out and take the boat to Kunark, just go right up to the bow of the boat, right up on the stick that hangs out. And that's the closest you're going to get to it. As soon as you zone, you're like 50 feet from it. And that's the closest you're going to get to it.
But there's a discussion going on about, you know, what they think the Guild Hall is going to be about and stuff. And I think it's like, well, last time I looked, it was like 7 or 8 pages. And one of the things that somebody posted, and they said it was a rumor.
Mm-hmm.
But the rumor is, and this is not, you're not going to like it, that the lowest cost guild hall is 600 plat, and the highest end will be 1,200 plat.
Well, thank you very much, Sony, for making it all about the high end once again.
Don't know. It's rumor. Don't get it in a bunch yet.
Oh, if that rumor turns out to be true, underwear going to be in a huge, massive bunch. I'm not going to be able to walk. It's going to be so much in a bunch.
Yeah, it's
something
we could possibly do. Because
I mean, we've been here since launch. Know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
In one form or another.
True.
I would think a minimum guild level, yes. Maybe guild level 50. But 600 platinum? Oh, yeah. Let's not encourage buying plat online now.
See, I knew this one rumor that I read would get his goat going.
Oh, yeah. You don't want to get my freaking goat going about having to buy stuff in-game.
But the thing that's funny, I didn't see a whole lot of people biting into that rumor.
Yeah. Sometimes I think these rumors start just to see how badly I'll react on the game.
Yeah, that's what I think. But nobody really reacted badly on that. They just sort of ignored it. Because it's not even a rumor they even want to think about.
Yeah, because I will be majorly pissed off. Well, let's see. You guys, we're announcing guild halls at launch. And now it's going to end up only being for the elite. Thank you. Thank you, Sony. Is what I'll say. I'll write songs about it. Sony, you elite pandering sluts. You know? Oh, yeah, they're going to invite me back to their headquarters now.
But we'll have to wait and see. I'm just curious. I like reading the rumors. I like to see how.
But you know what, though?
Get stirred up.
Shit like this is exactly why I was invited to their headquarters. I'm outspoken. I have opinions, and I voice them. I may not voice them on the forums, but I certainly do voice my opinions.
I think a guild hall should be worked for, but not bought.
I agree. A quest, yes. You know, kind of like what you were saying with the Griffin Towers, having to collect things and help build and stuff like that. I mean, we have level 80 woodworkers. We have level 80... I think we have a level 80 of just about anything in the guild that could help put this thing together.
And I could see it costing plat to change the interior wall designs just like any other house.
Oh, yeah, to customize, yes, definitely. But, you know, just a base guild hall should not end up, you know, being almost impossible for the average guild to reach. And that's what I have to say about that.
I just hope they don't end up being...
You know, it's kind of like...
Like the guild halls in EverQuest 1. When I, you know, I haven't been back there very often, but... I think I went to sleep in the bazaar, and I woke up in the bazaar, and there was nobody in the bazaar. And the bazaar used to be...
Yeah, the...
Like the EC tunnel.
Yeah, the guild halls in EQ 1 have basically become the bazaar.
Yeah.
They're only there for...
people, you go there.
Yeah, and people meet there for raids and stuff like that, and it's not what I consider a guild hall.
So we will see.
Yeah, we'll see what it's all about.
So we've had books this week. We had Void Storms. We had crafting. Oh, the red,
red
sparklies.
Shinies?
Yeah, the new red shinies. Which was those? Those one was a gelatinous cube, which I haven't picked up yet. Oh, and the other one was the, it's a Gibble Globber Globby Gobbin box. It's a heart on the side.
Oh, yes, yes.
House pets. There's three different cubes to pick from on that one.
Now, I'm agreeing with Fossilar here. He's talking to the channel about having to collect the materials used to build the house. I think that would be cool.
Yeah, I think that would.
I think that would be very cool.
And as you complete one section, it, you know, appears, and it's something you can continually work on. I don't know. What?
Now I'm all worked up.
About?
See what you freaking did.
I told you it was a rumor.
Got me all worked up.
And by the way, you were talking about the gelatinous pet. Don't get one for me. I don't
I already
want
asked you. You didn't want it.
I don't like house pets. They get in the way. I'm not even fond.
Oh, no.
I'm not even fond of our own cats, really.
Tuck put one in one of the green gelatinous cubes. It looks like Jell-O. They put one in the spider. They placed it in Redeep's fondue teapot, and they named it Fondue.
Nice.
Ew. Remind me never to try to fondue at spiders.
It's alive.
It's want alive. Some Jell-O? Lime, live, lime Jell-O.
All right, what else is there to talk about?
All I know is I've got 60 of these shreds to sit and turn in one at a time. That's going to be fun.
Bosselar thinks we should talk about how sexy he is.
He is. I've been sitting here looking at him. He took his shirt off for us.
Ooh.
I got a hotkey now so I can put on my my nude wear.
I'm staring at True Flight right now, too. He liked the bow. I gave him one.
Well, you can go ahead and have that. That's new.
I still think it's pretty cool. You have to see it on him. I mean, you know, the stats aren't... I mean, we got better bows, but I like the graphics. They're interesting. Oh, and True just took his shirt off. Yeah, baby. Hey, a girl's got to have fun. Oh, and Voss took his shirt off now, too.
Ooh. Where are you guys, anyway?
We're at the Mage Tower at South Kinos. If any of you girls want to come by and check out these lovely guys.
I was actually going to go into the spider. Going in the spider.
Yeah, and it's a left-handed bow on his back.
Huh. Well, that's weird. All right.
Okay, all right.
Let's talk about troll sex.
I thought that was disgusting and painful.
Exactly. Not even enjoyable for the troll. I just had to throw that in there.
And we've got somebody out here on a carpet with skeleton heads staring at us.
Okay.
I don't know. I don't understand some of these people.
They're just kind of weird.
I think so.
I see gaming people all the time.
You do?
Here I am in the itsy bitsy, in the incy wincy spider. And there's nobody here. Now, I thought they're normally here on Tuesday nights.
I thought so, too. Oh, somebody's got a question for you. It's Morian.
And I see Fondue.
Go ahead, Morian. Ask it.
All right, Morian has a question for me. Morian, go right ahead. Waiting for the question.
Oh, she's getting ready. I can hear her knuckles cracking from here.
Oh, no. But old doomed. Doomed.
You're the one she's asking it about. You're the one that's doomed.
Yeah, but you're doomed too.
Why?
Because.
Uh-oh.
She wants to know if I know about ogre weddings. You see, ogre weddings. See, to perform an ogre wedding, one person knocks out the other and then proclaims themselves married. That is an ogre wedding. And I'm sorry, Morian and Clump are married.
You know, Clump's going to stomp you. He's not really happy about that whole thing.
Morian claims it was a joke, but I'm sorry, you performed it exactly right. Now, what I want to know is, was it consummated?
I don't think so.
You know, I just love picking on Morian. Morian.
I know.
Morian, we know it was just a joke. However, you did really perform an ogre ceremony.
No way. Well, isn't that what ogres do? Poor Clump. You know, Clump, for an ogre, he's really noble.
He is. We love Clump.
And he's just... He loves Nathandel Mar. I mean, that's where his heart lies. We won't go into anything that you think of that might have any connotation about a man loving Nathandel Mar, you know? But...
But yes, it's true. Clump is gay for Nathandel.
I didn't say that. You said that. Oh, Clump's gonna stomp you.
It's all right.
So yeah.
Bring it
Clump
over, boy.
Clump has not been humorous lately. He's just
no. Clump did not enjoy that joke whatsoever.
That's all right.
And I think you brought him a wedding gift, too.
I did. I brought him a box of spiders.
He had to turn that down.
He turned it down, and I brought Morian a gold and silver inlaid pipe.
She couldn't have it.
She's a halfling. Halflings smoke little pipes. And I brought her a pipe, and Clump made her give it back. Oh, well. What can you do? Okay, folks, we're running out of stuff to talk about here. If you have any requests for songs, I got some time left here, and of course I can always play songs after we're done. Of course, there are some songs on my playlist I just simply can't do live, but I'm more than willing to
let me ding.
Yeah, I guess I can do that. Let's see. Gotta find it. Hold on a second.
He's looking. He's searching. And he's looking some more.
Quiet, woman.
Fine. You want dead air? Dead air, dead air, dead air.
Dead air, dead air, dead air, dead air, dead air, dead air, dead air.
I'm still doing weekly drawings in the guild for red shinies. Totally won this last week.
Totally.
That was cool talking to him. That was one of the nice things about Guild Chat. We got to talk to him. Live from Scotland. New changes to Spirit of the Wolf. We don't have Spirit of the Wolf. We don't have Spirit of the Wolf, so I don't care about the new changes.
No, I haven't I haven't heard about that one. What is to change the spirit of the wolf?
It's been changed to group-wide because before they had to target individuals and then cast it.
Oh.
Yeah, I remember that.
Well, that's a good thing.
Yeah, but as Rangers, we don't get to cast it.
We don't get it.
We don't get to do it
we
anymore.
We don't get it, man. Spirit of Chinchilla.
Oh, boy. You get small and furry.
And you make you want Taco Bell.
That's Chihuahua.
Oh. Spirit of the Wolf, they want
Chihuahua.
The song. I see. All right, well, let's go ahead. Elkman, hit your mic there, and I'm going to go ahead and turn it off.
When do I get... Oh, well, you said hit it. So I hit it.
You're being silly now.
Fine.
Okay, so
bye.
Let's do some songs here, and let me turn off my background music. I got to bring up the lyrics, because lyrics are good. And, of course, my voice probably isn't the greatest thing right now because I was doing Dwarf earlier, but what the hell, we'll give it a shot. At 5 o'clock, a Saturday morning, haven't stabbed a wink this eve. I'm getting close to level, let me ding. My girlfriend fell asleep on auto, following, got stuck in a tree. Her tune's dead, can't res now, let me ding. Hear the ding, just a peep, getting tired, gotta sleep. My girlfriend's gonna kill me, let me ding. To dregs and bitter blooms of the Theron, turn the tables and come at me. The bugs and snakes, they bite me, let me ding. When the sun, it rises over the docks that lead out to the sea, I cry out words of anger, let me ding. Hear the ding, just a peep, sulking out, counting sheep. I'm getting silly and restless, let me ding. Hear the ding, just a peep, getting tired, gotta sleep. My girlfriend's gonna kill me, let me ding. Just a few more mobs to kill or turn it from collecting. That's gotta be it. I'm dying here. Let me ding. I got down on my knees and did pray to Nereus Pure to answer me. Or have I finally lost it? Let me ding. Oh, let me ding. I gotta sleep. My goldfish is plotting to kill me. I can see my parents' tan lines. Let me ding. Let me ding. Hallucinating. My cocaine collection can really sing. My cat is doing the backstroke. Let me ding. Let me ding. Let me ding. Reality is leaving me. It's 9 a.m. I'm late for
work. Oh, come on! Let me do... Yes! Can you hear that, Mr. Cokehead? I dinged! I dinged!
All right, we're going to continue on. Spirit of the Wolves! My guild is raiding, I'm running behind. Roll call is finding one ranger aside. They want their future with shamans alike. Running my feet, hope I make it in time. I'm blazing a trail, I'm on the run, coming to you. Go, feet, go, through sand, grass, or snow. I need spirit of the wolf. It's right on my tail, hope I don't get nailed. Aggroing mobs, I'm moving slow. Footsteps in time, perhaps it's a sign. I need spirit of the wolf. Running through forests, weaving through cheese. Got stabbing pain shooting through my knees. Your horse is great, your warg is nice. I lost my savings to goblins with dice. I'm blazing a trail, I'm on the run, coming to you. Go, feet, go, through sand, grass, or snow. I need spirit of the wolf. It's right on my tail, hope I don't get nailed. Aggroing mobs, I'm moving slow. Footsteps in time, perhaps it's a sign. I need spirit of the wolf. Spirits of the Wolf. Spirits of the Wolf. Spirits of the Wolf. Climbing up cliffs, my raid leader's miffed. I'm on the run, coming to you. Go, feet, go, through sand, grass, or snow. I need spirit of the wolf. It's right on my tail, hope I don't get nailed. Aggroing mobs, I'm moving slow. Footsteps in time, perhaps it's a sign. I need spirit of the wolf. Bleeding and pale, in the million tail. I'm on the run, coming to you. Go, feet, go, through sand, grass, or snow. I need spirit of the wolf. Fall. Newbie and the old guard, her charms ensnared them all. She conjures as she's skyclad from the size of China doll. That redhead dark elf wizard, she'll be the death of us all. She dances round the fire, cleans lick her supple skin. Moonlight sharply glistens, her hair's a flowing mane. Raindrops come to cool her, to the scorched earth they fall. That green-eyed dark elf wizard will
will be the death of us all. She's a dark elf wizard. All it takes is one look. Her dirty little outfit got you killed, and that's all it took. How does that armor stay up?
I don't know.
It defies gravity.
She causes such distractions, no group will let her in. That doesn't stop her from getting gifts from men.
It's such a sin!
She has no shame as she dances in Woodsor marble halls. The precocious dark elf wizard
will be the death of us all. She's a dark elf wizard. All it takes is one look. Her dirty little outfit got you killed. That's all it took.
Her tease is incidental, her nature she would say. Can't help the eyes that wander during nightly skyclad play. But look, don't touch, I warn you, to the men's heart stall. That little 80 wizard,
and she'll be the death of you all. Dark elf wizard, all it takes is one look. Her dirty little outfit got you killed. That's all it took. She's a dark elf wizard, all it takes is one look. Her dirty little outfit got you killed. That's all it took.
She'll dance for us all.
She'll kill us all.
In a while. After this one, we're going to come back live. Well, we are live, but, you know, we're going to talk and stuff.
As I walk through the wood where I started this place, what? I want to know where my path
be. Hey, that's not a background track. Damn it. All right, well, I'm not going to do that one then. Looks like I screwed that one up. All right, let's see here. Ba 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 ba. Cheeseburger in Paradise? No, we won't do that one. Let's see. Yeah, we can do that one. Wait a minute, that's not the one I want.
The dead mom has got to go in on. The dead mom
Silence
has
woman.
Got to go in on. The dead mom has got.
There we go. I scaled that one down a little bit so I can actually sing it.
The dead mom has got it going on. The dead mom has got it.
Hey, it's live.
On.
What do you want?
The dead mom has got it going on. The dead mom has got it going on.
Before I log into play, acting cool. Check for patch day updates, I'm a crafting fool.
Crafting fool.
What new wonders awaits in trade skill halls?
Trade skill halls.
Culinary delights within these walls.
Chef's salty balls.
Did my recipe books get altered late at night? Did they give or did they take? Dead mom will show me right.
The dead mom has got it going on. The backpack's ready for scrolls to come along. Recipes and more.
Train school got us 3'4". I'm always logging on to EQ Traders with dead mom. Dead mom, do you remember subcombines
in your mind?
Alts for potions and sewing, wasting time.
I wish I were too.
I wish we had those kids like in EQ1.
That was fun.
One touch, make or break, a quick and new done. I get so lonely crafting by myself.
The Den Mom on my mind, rolling pin, wielding mouth.
The Den Mom has got it going on. Backpacks fighting for scrolls to come on. Recipes and more,
trade skill got us 3 foot 4.
I'm always logging on to EQ Traders with
Den Mom.
She's got it going on. She's waiting and waiting. Oh, I'm always longing on. Oh, we love Den Mom. What would we do without Den Mom?
Recipes and more. Train skills got us 3 foot 4.
I'm always longing on to meet you trainers with Den Mom.
Okay, that's the end of live singing. Eloquent, are you there?
Can I check? Hang on a second. Yes, I'm here.
All right. Well, I just got a tell from Zaladin, Zaladin.
Mm-hmm, I did too.
Let me see if he's still on.
Ecstatic. He's ecstatic. He's bouncing all over the place. He's going to want... He wants the key, so we'll just get him a key.
All right. All right, that's fine. We'll pick up a key and email and...
I've got his email. We're all set.
And blah, blah, blah.
Yep, yep, yep. There he is.
Yay, Zaladin.
And I'll be posting his note on my blog.
Mm-hmm. Again, that is eloquentjenna.kithacore.org. Or you can just go to kithacore.org, click forums/blogs, and click Eloquent Jenna's blog. What is the name of your blog, Elkin?
Dark Forest.
The Dark Forest!
Sorry, it had to be done. Anyway.
He says you have no idea how happy he is right now. Or him or her. Are you him or her?
I don't know.
That's why I'm asking.
Is Aladdin a him or her? Nobody seems to know. Maybe it's a transsexual. Maybe it's both.
Them? A them?
We don't know. A him. All right, there we go. It's a him.
Okay. I always hate that.
What's that? No, not knowing someone's sex, just, you know, just by talking to them. For the longest time, people thought I was a woman because of, you know, Jethel is not exactly a masculine-sounding name.
Well, that's okay. They thought Elquin was a male.
Really?
Yes.
Hmm.
Don't ask me why.
Now, here's a generic name, if I ever heard one. Joe Ironshield.
Well, at least I can pronounce that.
Hmm.
Oh, that's one of the nice things about chat, finally. The in-game chat that makes it so easy to talk to people.
No, it's not. That doesn't make it nice, because you have people like Bones from the Legion of Kithagor, who plays this cute, sweet little fae. Little female fae is actually a guy.
Yeah, but you can learn how to say their names, right?
Well, I suppose.
See? I love it. Besides, when we have the voice fonts, that can be fixed.
Yes, and we can do stuff like this. Let me change our voices here. What do you want to be? Do you want to be gnomes, or would you prefer to be like an ogre?
Oh, let's go ogre, just for the heck of it.
Let's go with
ogre.
Okay.
We've got giant beat today.
Going into ogre mode.
And now I'm an ogre.
You are?
I am.
Well, me too?
Yes, you are. And now we're both ogres. Ah!
So, how do ogres have sex?
They beat each other over the head with clubs.
That sounds painful.
Yes, it does. Mayana from the Legion of Kithakor is telling me that Jethel is hot. Okay.
Well, you are.
Am I? Am I really?
Yes, you are.
You cook marshmallows on your bun.
Cool. Okay, now we're back to our normal voices.
Yay!
No, wait a minute. Let's go the opposite way. Let's go with gnome or halfling or something. Okay. Changing the voice.
And there we go. Now I'm cheese and nibble buns.
Now that's easy for you to do.
Uh-huh.
Not for me.
Nope.
I don't have all the toys.
I have all the toys up here.
I need more toys down here.
Well, I paid for them. I have spent more money on sound equipment than I care to tell anyone. And I don't get paid for this crap, folks. Okay, back to normal voices here. Here we go. Normal voices, once more.
Are you sure that's your normal voice?
The question is with me, though. How do you know what my normal voice is?
That's true.
How do you know that this voice right now is my normal speaking voice?
It isn't.
For all you people know, I could talk like this.
Do Pookie.
You want me to do my teddy bear voice for the public?
Do Pookie.
Oh. She has a teddy bear named Pookie.
I do.
She has a teddy bear named Pookie, and I do it just like this. And I'm not using any toys here. This is my normal voice.
That's Pookie. You should know what Pookie does, but we won't talk about that right
you
now.
You have sex with Pookie.
No, you do.
I do not.
Then why is there holes in him?
Because he's old?
No. I didn't put him there.
Oh, stop it.
Yeah.
I'm going to gamble with a goblin, try to double my pay. It's the only reason I play, what I live for every day.
You should write that down.
I did. It's in a song.
Oh, yeah, you did.
All about the platinum, you know.
Yep.
Nothing.
Nothing?
I got nothing.
Well,
This goblin... I swear, this goblin in North Kinos, at the Iron Forge Exchange, or whatever the hell this place is called, he hates me.
Well, try a different one.
Hates me. I never seem to win anything on him.
Well, use a different one.
They all seem to hate me. I mean, as soon as I hit that 5 out of 6, it went to hell. I don't know. You know what I am liking about this void thing? Is if you...
What?
Well, the porters. You can...
Oh.
I mean, I can go directly to Kelithin now. If, you know, I feel like visiting the homeland. Actually, you know, that's not entirely true. If you read Jethel's lore, Kelithin isn't his homeland. Okay, you know that did you know thing that's at the top of the zoning window?
I like those. Those are kind of interesting.
It just said to me, did you know chocolate chip cookies are good?
Well, they are. They are. Do you know that there is an actual, real chocolate chip cookie recipe that you can get from a quest in Nariak City?
A real one?
Yes.
Well, why can't we get something like that in Kinos?
Because they have better chocolate chip cookies over there.
Hmm. I see.
Yeah. Yeah. Krima has it, I think.
Okay. Alright, well, it's after 9. My voice is getting tired. Let me get my thing.
Oh, I've got to make tea this week. I've got to bag up tea.
Yep, you got to bag up some tea and send it off to Brenlo and Amy.
At the hotel in
Las Vegas, Nevada.
Yep.
Because
I swear up and down, if they make it and he uses it, his voice will be good. I've got people in the office now who I've given the recipe to who are drinking it in the late afternoon when they've been on the phone all day.
Mm-hmm. Oh, they're drinking your tea at the hotel in Las Vegas.
Well, they are. Or will be.
You got any shout-outs? Anyone you want to say hi to?
We've already done it.
No, we haven't.
I don't know.
You don't want to say hi to anyone?
Hi, everybody.
Okay. Well, right after my famous ending shtick here, we're going to be listening, just because I feel like being naughty. We're going to be listening to Xanadi singing Have You Ever Seen the Rain by Creedence Clearwater Revival. Let's see, then I think I'll put on little Tom Sawyer. Blinded Me with Science.
I know what I want to do.
What do you want to do?
Well, I know I got Delmon going to Fanfare, who's going to bring up the cause of freeing the lore books of Norrath. We need more people. We need the name some. We need a name of our cause. Hold
all
up,
right,
sign.
All right, all
free,
right.
Free Norrath books, lore.
Lore for the
free
people.
Lore
for the people. Free the lore. How about? I know, the EverQuest 2 players for bribing debt. Dev team members. I'm
and
all for
what would
it.
That abbreviate that to be?
I have no idea. What the hell do I know? Anyway.
Okay.
Yeah, that's a good song to put on there, too. I'll play some music after the show's done here, folks, so stay tuned and listen to my playlist. Because I am just that weird. Okay, I want to give a shout-out to Morian and Klump, who have been very good sports about this whole wedding thing. And I'm going to be teasing them mercilessly. Angela Correa wants me to play Patch Day. I need to redo that song so badly. It was done long before I got my mixing software. I just need to redo it. So I tell you what, next week I will premiere the newly recorded version of Patch Day. How's that sound? That's what I'll do.
And Xanadi is making poisons, but she just drops them on herself.
She's gonna die again.
Expert hemoglobin. She dumps that on herself.
Lovely. Okay, folks, that's the show for this week. This has been the Gentle Silverwing Show for August 5th, 2008. Filling the void with our giant meat.
And once again, you guys want to see the meat again?
Go ahead and link the meat. Meat. There it is. Meat.
But, you know, I think we should switch it to this because this looks interesting, too.
What's that? The glistening forked tongue.
Blah, 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 blah. Yes. I get those from sperm with teeth. I love sperm with teeth.
Okay, so the sperm gives you the tongue. Is that what you're saying?
You bet.
All right, I'm... I'm speechless.
They do. They look like sperm with teeth.
All right.
I wish I could tame one. I'd like one as a pet for a while.
Sure you would. All right, folks, that's the show for this evening. See you next week. I'll have my podcast up to date as soon as I can. Here it is, my famous ending shtick.
Stick.
Hey, all right, that's it for this episode of the Gentle Silverwing Show. I'm your host, Gentle Silverwing.
And I'm the Drunken Dwarf.
And I'm Cheese and Nibblebuds.
Online Gaming Radio is a proud member of the ZAM Network. Our producer is Deep Pockets. Our technical advisor is Spike Link Death. Facts and Intelligence brought to us by the Grassy Knoll. Our spiritual advisor is Alcoholic. Sensitivity seminars by Mandy Feldersnatch. And noted contributions by Three Badgers, Two Giant Rats, A 4-Pound Jar, Jelly Beans, A Package of Expired Twinkies, and A Small Rock.
Yay, Rock!
Be sure to catch our show every Tuesday night at 4 p.m. Eastern
7 p.m. Pacific, and some ungodly hour in the UK. So, for me, Gentle Silverwing, the Drunken Dwarf, Cheez-It, and my love, Elk Vagina, keep your arrows in the air and your feet on the ground.